Let us just jump right into, we're going to jump into our message for today. It is the first Sunday of the month, and so as you know, for this year, on the first Sunday of the month, we've made it a Healing School Sunday, and we've really decided just to focus in, excuse me a sec here, just get myself set up here, to focus in and to really zero in on healing and just growing in healing, growing in our faith for healing, pressing in and leaning into healing as a church family. And so I'm going to pray and we're going to dive in just a moment. But I also want to remind you, because today is important as well, because we are starting our TCC United Fast and Pray. And so most of you should be familiar with this. If you're not, what we're doing is we are taking, we've really felt, we've not done it at this time of the year or in this way before, but we're taking the next 21 days as a church family, as a church community, to focus on fasting and prayer and seeking God. Now, this one's a little different in that we're calling it a team fast. We're not asking everyone to fast all 21 of the days, but we're asking you to pick at least one day of the week that you are going to cover in fasting and prayer. And I'm glad to say already with the registrations we've had, we have every day covered. But you pick a day. Now, you could pick more than one day. As God leads you, you could pick several days a week. I mean, if you really wanted to fast the full 21 days, you could do the full 21 days. But the idea is that we're working together to cover these 21 days with prayer and with fasting. And so number one, it's pick a day to fast. And there's some different varieties of the fast that you can do, some different ways that you can approach it. But pick a day to fast. And then number two is to get involved. We're structuring prayer calls throughout the week. So every day there's going to be prayer calls. There's going to be prayer call at 6 a.m., servant leaders, I made a little bit of a shift on the timing. I'd mentioned to you 6:30 in my email this week, but we're going to do a 6 a.m. call on our conference call line, and then we're going to do 9 p.m. call that is going to be via Zoom call. And these are going to be opportunities for us just to pray and to seek God together, so for us to connect. And so our encouragement is, at least on the day you're fasting, get plugged into prayer. At least on the day you're fasting, get plugged in to a prayer call. Get connected in prayer so that we're not just fasting, but we're praying, because the Bible always brings those two things together. Amen? If you're fasting, but you're not praying, then you're really just on a diet, right? And so we're going to be fasting, we're going to be praying. And then last but not least, I want to encourage you to tune in for the daily Faith Fuel video devotionals. Now, this is on our YouTube channel. It'll go live at 7 a.m. Monday to Friday. Weekends will be an opportunity to catch up if you miss them. And obviously on YouTube, so if you can't tune in live at 7 a.m., you can watch them on demand throughout the day. And really, the emphasis of this fast and the emphasis of this month, I really feel as I prayed and prepared and just talked with leaders to got a sense what we feel like God's saying, the emphasis of this time is really focused around the area of faith. Because I really believe that God wants us to level up. He wants each one of us to grow. He wants each one of us to be strengthened and to go into a new place in our faith with Him. Right now in the world around us, guys, there's a lot flying around if you haven't noticed it. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of challenges. Obviously, we know the elections in the United States come up Tuesday, and there's a whole bunch that's attached to that, whatever way it goes. We noticed in the UK, just they announced yesterday, they're shutting things down for an entire month. There's all kinds of challenges in Europe. We're facing our own challenges here. There's a lot of unknowns. In the middle of this all, here's what happens. You either sink or you swim. And the way you swim is by diving into God. Or actually, let me tie it into my message from a week ago. You either sink or you walk on water, right? But you're not going to do it by accident. We've got to go after it, and we've got to lean in together. And I really feel like God's saying, if you are going to thrive in this time, it's going to be because you're walking in a spirit of faith. If we are going to thrive in the days that are coming, it's going to be because we are walking in a spirit of faith. And that is not just some magical thing that happens in our lives because God just says, well, you know, I really like Jessica. I'm just going to give Jessica a whole bunch of faith. No, there's an element that definitely God plays his part, but it's our part to say yes to him and our part to lean in and our part to develop our faith. And so even in the daily Faith Fuel video devotionals, we're going to be talking about how are we growing in our faith. We're going to talk about how do we stand in faith? How do we walk in faith? That is what this season is going to be about. And so I really want to encourage you, and in the Sunday messages, the Faith Fuel video devotionals, other things that we're doing, we're saying, we're praying, God, we want to grow deeper in faith. Come on, someone say, go deeper in faith. Connected to that, so that's the first focus of our fast. The second focus of our fast is going to be around the element of just strengthening our spirits. If you kind of look around today, you hear the reports, you hear what a lot of experts are saying, there's real concerns about mental and emotional health, which I completely understand. There's real concerns about people being tired and just worn out. There's a real element of discouragement, and there's particular concerns. I mean, the clock's changed back. I'm thankful for the extra hour of sleep we had last night, but I am not looking forward to how quickly it's going to get dark. And they even say that affects people's moods. Now, that's what's going on in the circumstances. As Christians, we are not called to live under the circumstances. But God's saying, I want to strengthen your spirit. Why? So greater is he in you than he that's in the world, or what you're going to face in the world. But guys, that doesn't happen just by accident. It's not just a fluke. Your spirit is strengthened as you are prioritizing him. Our spirits are strengthened as we're prioritizing the word. Our spirits are strengthened as we are developing and growing in our faith. It's not just going to be something we fluke into. It's something we enter into intentionally. And so one of the reasons, again, why I feel we need to do this time of fasting is going to be on the element of us recognizing, okay, we are going to have our spirit strengthened. So we are going to be strong during this season. We're going to be strong as we come into 2021. The enemy is not going to get the upper hand on us, but we are going to be walking in the victory in Jesus. Amen? Amen? So we're going to go deeper in faith. God's going to be strengthening our spirit. Number three, part of the fasting prayer, guys, is we need to pray, not just for us and not just for ourselves, but we need to pray for our city, we need to pray for our nation, and we need to pray for our culture right now. Right? How many know that our prayers and our faith need to extend just beyond ourselves? Right? We need to have a heart that says we're praying for the nations. We're praying for our city. We are going to be in prayer, not just for ourselves, because there's a lot of things right now that there are no easy or simple answers for. And we've got to turn to God. We've got to seek God. There is a shaking going on right now. There is challenges that are going on right now. We've got to be people as believers who say, hey, we're prioritizing, we're going into the place of prayer. And so we want to pray for our culture, pray for our city, pray for our nation. And then last but not least, I really have a sense right now that God just wants us to grow in praying and fasting as a church family. I have this feeling, even as we come into 2021, in the next year, that there's going to be many seasons that God calls us to do things like this. And I feel like even as we talk about, Jesus said, I'll build my church, the ecclesia, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What he is talking about is not a building, not a service, not a charity or an organization, but it's ecclesia is his called out ones who legislate things in the spirit through prayer and through intercession and then through obedience to the Holy Spirit. And God is raising up his ecclesia. He's raising up his called out ones in a greater time. But one of the most powerful tools that we have, if I could say this, in our tool belt as children of God is the ability to fast and to pray in unity and to see things shift and to see things change. Amen? Amen. I think I'm a little more fired up than some of you are right now, but that's okay. I know we're going to get there. Thank you. Amen. So we are going to do this. Pick a day to fast. Number two, get plugged into the prayer calls. Number three, watch the daily Faith Fuel video devotionals for the next 21 days. And our focus is going to be growing in faith, strengthening our spirits, praying for our city, our nation, and our culture, and growing in united prayer and fasting. Now, last but not least, I'll say this on a very practical note. We'd really love for you to sign up for the mailing list for this fasting and prayer. We're not going to send you stuff every day, but we are going to send reminders. We are going to send connections to you and things that you may need to be aware of. And so if you want to go to torontocitychurch.com, you go to events and you can register. I'll also put the link in the weekly email that comes out tonight so you can register, pick which day you're going to be fasting or days and how you're going to connect. Worst case, if you're having trouble finding it through those options, just email us at the church. We'll make sure you get connected. But I want to just challenge you. I want to encourage you. I want to invite you. Let's do this thing together. Amen. Let's do this. Let's lean in for what God has for us. We are not going to just hold back, but we're going to, you know, I love it with David, when he faced Goliath, the Bible says that after they'd said what they're going to say, it said David ran towards the giant, right? David didn't run away from the giant. David didn't wait for the giant to run towards him, but David ran towards the giant. And I believe there's something in the spirit right now where God's saying, I'm calling you together to get the momentum and to run towards things. Why? Because then you're ahead. Before the enemy can even launch certain things, you're already ahead of the game. Amen? We're already ahead of the game. And so we're going to do that together. Make sure you sign up online. Let's go. Let me pray into that. I want to pray for everyone here who's joining in. I know a number of people have signed up already. I want to pray for everybody online who's joining in. And then we're going to jump into our Healing School teaching for today. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you today for this opportunity we have as a church family to fast and to pray and to seek you for the next 21 days. And Lord, even though doing these types of things is hard on our flesh, we are still honored to do it, and we love to do it because, number one, our Christianity shouldn't always be about taking the easiest road anyways. But number two, because it's an honor to partner with you, it's an honor to grow. And we know that you love us and you're good and you know all. And so if you're leading us to do this, it's because you got some things that you want to release. You got some things that you want to speak into us and some things you want to do. And so I just pray for every person who's participating. God, for every person who's watching online who's participating. God, even for people who didn't think they're going to participate, but now they're getting convicted in their heart that they need to participate. Lord, whoever it is, in Jesus' name, I thank you for a grace to seek you. I thank you for a grace to fast and to lean in together. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're going to do in this, in Jesus' name. And everyone agreed with me said, amen, amen. All right, so if you have more questions, let us know. Sign up online. We're going to hit this together. It's going to be a great three-week stretch. All right, so I want to talk to you today in the topic sermon for Healing Schools. I want to talk to you about developing your faith for healing. Now, as I mentioned to you, I really sense from the Lord, we're tying our fast into it. We're tying our sermon series coming into next week into it. But I really felt like, and if you were listening to the messages the last couple of weeks, you could hear it kind of coming out in my preaching. But I really felt like God said, I want you to focus on faith as you finish out 2020. I want you to focus on developing faith, building a spirit of faith in the church family, building a spirit of faith in every person who's part of this church as we continue through this time and as we continue through what God is doing. There's a couple of verses, I actually don't have them referenced for you right now, but Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Right? And so, anyone who tells you, if you're a Christian, it's going to just be easy, you're never going to have problems, you're never going to have challenges, they're either very misinformed or they're lying. Why? Because Jesus himself said, this is not the verse most of us will put on our fridge, but he said, in this world, you're going to have trouble and tribulation. But that's not where he finished, because he said, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Someone say, he's overcome the world. And then if we go, that was in John, and then if we go over to 1 John, there's another passage where he's writing, it's a different book, but he said, everyone who's born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So guys, we're in a season where there is challenge, there's tribulation. I don't know what you are facing. I don't know what you might be going through right now. But here's what I know. Jesus has overcome the world. He said that if you are born of God, you overcome the world. But you're going to do it through faith. You're going to do it through believing God. So we are a church that's filled with overcomers. We are a church that's filled with people who are going to walk in the victory that Jesus has for us. And so in that, we're recognizing that we're a church who are going to walk by faith and not by sight. And so today I wanted to tie this a little bit, even as we start, into our Healing School. And I want to talk to you about building your faith for your healing. Now, over this year, as we've done the first Sunday of every month, doing a focus on healing, we've talked about a lot of different things in the area of healing. We've talked about reasons why people aren't healed. We've talked about why it's important that we go after healing as a church family. We've talked about, as I said, a number of different topics. But I wanted to zero in on this because for me, this is a very practical tool, a very practical teaching. If you're believing for healing, how do you build your faith for that? How do you walk in it? How do you really connect with it and engage with it? You know, the Bible teaches us that there's a number of different ways that healing can come. Number one, the Bible says healing can come through the gifts of the Spirit. So there's a gift of healing, there's a word of knowledge that can come for healing, and the gifts of the Spirit can release healing. And sometimes when you talk with people, they would be healed through a gift of the Spirit. We also see the Bible says that healing can come through the laying on of hands. And so this is where you will come and you will pray for someone. The Bible teaches about laying on hands. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The Bible also teaches that healing can come through the elders coming together, anointing someone with oil and praying the prayer of faith. So that's another way that healing can come. Number four, the Bible also teaches us that healing can come through deliverance from evil spirits. Sometimes there can be a demonic root to our sickness. It's not all the time, but sometimes there can be a demonic root to our sickness or our disease, and when you are delivered, you are also healed. Number five, the Bible teaches us that we can walk in healing through walking in forgiveness. Even secular science will tell us today there are so many sicknesses and diseases that are connected to bitterness and unforgiveness. And if you forgive, there can be healing that you walk in. Number six, there's also healing that comes through the corporate anointing. Sometimes the Bible talks about once when Jesus was there, it says the power of the Lord was present to heal. When we are together, when we are worshiping, particularly as a church family, as we keep leaning into this, sometimes there can just people that walk in and there's just a corporate anointing for healing and they are healed. That's another way that it can happen. Number seven, the Bible also teaches us that healing can come through doctors and through medicine. Right, sometimes people haven't understood this or they pushed away from this, but the wisdom to bring healing is not from the devil. Right, the wisdom to help someone recover is from God. And so there's times that God will heal people through doctors or through medicine or through an operation, and the Lord's hand is on that for their life. We're not against that. And then last but not least, there's also times where we are healed simply by standing in faith on the word that God has given us. Now, I share all eight of those areas, and those are not everything, but I wanted to give you some examples because sometimes we feel like healing has to come exactly one way, and if it doesn't just come this way, I guess I'm not going to get it. But even in the scriptures, there's many different ways. That's why at the center of everything is it's important for intimacy with God and seeking God and pursuing God, because as we do that and as we seek Him, then we are open to whatever way He wants to manifest our healing. But I wanted to focus a little bit today about building your personal faith for healing, and this is the reason why. Many of these other things that I mentioned are connected to other people or to other people's faith in your life. Right? Like, you can't just make a gift of the Spirit happen. The Bible tells us that comes as the Holy Spirit wills. Right? You can have laying on of hands, and that can happen, but what if there's no one around you who believes who can lay hands on you? Right? Now, maybe you could find somebody, but what if it wasn't there? See, it still involves somebody else. The elders, anointing with oil and praying the prayer of faith. Again, that's an awesome way to lean in and engage for your healing. But again, it's still somebody else who's praying for you. Deliverance from an evil spirit. Well, what if it isn't an evil spirit? What if it's just a sickness or a disease? Right? Walking in forgiveness. Well, what if you're like, well, I've forgiven everybody. I don't know. I don't have any unforgiveness. The corporate anointing. Again, you can't just make that happen. That's something that comes as we gather together and as we grow in some things. Even through doctors and medicine, we're thankful for them, but we know the limitations that are there. The reason I want to take some time to focus on standing on faith in the Word is this is something that you can do. You've got a sickness or a disease, or you've got some challenge or battle. You don't need anybody else or anything else to build your faith up for the Word of God. And there's other elements in here that they move as the Holy Spirit wills, and there's different things that happens, and there's a whole teaching and discussion we can have around that. But the believing God and learning to stand on His word for your healing, you can do that every single day, 24 hours a day. There is nothing that can stop you or nothing that you have to kind of hope will happen for you to learn to believe God for your healing. And personally, I see this as a foundation for everything else. Right? If I'm battling a sickness or a disease, what I want to do is I want to build my faith up in the Word of God for my healing. And then if it happens through a gift of the Spirit, amazing. If it happens in the corporate anointing, amazing. If it happens because there's somebody lay hands on me or the elders come and anoint me, amazing. But whatever way it comes, I can make a decision to build up my faith on a daily basis for healing. That's right there within my hands. And a lot of times people fall into the trap of looking for someone else or something else, excuse me, to manifest their healing, and they don't understand that I can build up my healing for my faith. And I can literally receive healing just based on faith in the Word of God. Now let me explain to you what I mean by this. I'm going to read to you a couple of scriptures. Matthew 8, 15 to 13. It says, and when he'd entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying, paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who follow him, truly I say to you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. Everybody say such faith. He says, I tell you, many will come from the east and the west and recline at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Somebody say faith. We see here very clearly, Jesus credited the healing to the centurion's faith. Let's look at another passage, Matthew 9, 27 to 30. So we're just moving a little bit. And it said, and as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, have mercy on us, son of David. And when he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And their eyes were opened. Somebody say, according to your faith. See, once again, we see that Jesus is pointing to their faith and saying, this is why you are being healed right now, because of your faith. One more passage I want to show you is from Mark 5, 24 to 34. This will be something you're all very familiar with. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. And she heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garments. For she said, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned around the crowd and said, who touched my garments? And his disciples said to him, you see the crowd pressing around you? There's so many people, they were saying. And yet you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Somebody say, your faith has made you well. Guys, I've given us three passages here. There is many more that I could draw and I could pull upon, but they clearly establish a connection between faith and building your faith and receiving your healing. Now, some people will jump on this kind of teaching very quickly and say automatically, if someone is not healed, well, I guess they didn't have faith. I don't believe that's true, and that's not the case, because there's many ways that healing comes, and there's a journey of each person for walking or inheriting faith. But that is not to take away that we see very clearly in Scripture that faith is very connected to healing. We saw it with the centurion. We saw it with the two blind men. We saw it with the woman with the issue of blood. I could take you to blind Bartimaeus and you could see it with him. Over and over and over again, there was this connection between healing and someone's faith that God was going to do it. This is one of the reasons why I want to focus on faith this entire month, because we're talking about healing today, but it is not just about healing. There are so many things in the kingdom of God that we walk in or we inherit because of our faith. But it's us making a decision and us putting in the time and getting the understanding so we can grow in our faith. God wants you to grow in your faith. And today I want to encourage you, whether you're in person, whether you're watching online, that faith in God can help you connect into and receive your healing. Faith in God is going to help you walk in and help you receive. Hebrews 6 verse 12 says this, guys, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Guys, what does it say here? How do we inherit the promises? Is healing a promise? Come on, somebody talk to me here. Is healing a promise? Right? Is deliverance a promise? Right? Is provision a promise? Right? Is joy and peace and love, are all these things promises? But how do we inherit it? We inherit it through faith and through patience. Right, so even as we're talking about healing, we can inherit our healing. You know, and again, I started by saying different ways we receive healing, because if you build your faith up, healing can come from any way. But even if someone just says, man, I'm not around anyone who can pray for me, I'm not even sure of which elders I know could come anoint me with oil. I mean, we could do it here at Toronto State Church if you want. But, you know, there's so many things, but you can still have faith in the Word of God, and you could have faith in the promises of God, and through faith in God, you can receive your healing. I want to encourage you in that, because what it does for me is it empowers me in a moment where I go, wait a minute, I don't just need to wait or depend on somebody else. I can build my faith up for the healing that God has for me. I can build my faith up for the promises that God have for me. I mean, again, we can expand this teaching much more, guys. We're in a season right now where there's a lot of uncertainty about work and provision and finances. Listen, it's not a season to give in to worry or fear, but it's a season to build up your faith in the God who supplies all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Right, we're living in a season where more and more it's challenging raising children, and there's so many forces that seem to come against and try and pull our kids and our young people away. And so we can give into doubt and fear and unbelief, or we can say, no, I'm going to build my faith in the Word of God that says if you train a child in the way they should go, when they are old, they will not depart from it. Right, it's me making a decision. I'm going to build my faith. And in the same way in healing, I want to encourage you. You don't have to give in to doubt, to fear, or unbelief. You do not have to settle and just say, well, I guess this is just the way it's got to be for the rest of my life. I guess I'm just going to have to fight depression for the rest of my life. I guess I'm just going to have to fight this sickness or disease. There's no hope. No, listen, with God, there is always hope. And as Jesus said, all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to those who believe. Right? And so there's this element of faith. But the question becomes this, is how... If you're saying, okay, you're listening, you go, okay, Pastor Brendan, I hear you on this, but how do I build up my faith for healing? Right? Because there's a misunderstanding that many people have that either you just have faith or you don't. Right? You kind of look at some people, well, they have a lot of faith. And usually it's me, you know, personally, we're like, I just don't have a lot of faith. And we think it's just some kind of magical thing that happens and just magically some people have faith and magically other people don't. But that's not what the Bible teaches us, guys. So if we're believing for healing and we're saying, okay, I want to build up my faith, how do we build up our faith? Well, really simply, I just want to encourage you in a couple thoughts today, but there's two things you need to do. Number one, if you're going to build up your faith, think it's kind of like an example of our body. If you want to see your body get strong, you want to see your body grow, what do you need to do? Well, number one, you need to feed it. Everyone say feed it. How many know you're going to have difficulty growing if you're not feeding yourself? Right now, I know this is kind of a weird point coming into a fast, but the point I want you to get is we all get this, and we know if you want to grow, you've got to eat. You've got to feed it. So if I want to develop my faith, I've got to feed my faith. Somebody say, feed my faith. So I've got to feed my faith. But then secondly, if you want to grow, you've got to exercise. Right, particularly if we're talking about growing or developing our muscles or growing or developing our strength, we have to exercise to grow as well too. So not only do we have to feed our faith, but we also have to exercise our faith. Someone say, exercise your faith. How many know if you keep feeding yourself but you're never exercising, you might grow, but it's going to be in the wrong direction. Right? Okay, we won't go there right now. It's okay, but you know that would happen in that. And so it's very important if we're talking about even the things of the Spirit, we need to feed our faith and we also need exercise. Now, how are some simple ways that we can do that? Let's talk really simply about our healing. How do I build my faith for healing and how do I exercise my faith for healing? You know, it's interesting. F.F. Bosworth, who we've been focusing on his book, Christ the Healer, he said this, most Christians feed their body 3 hot meals a day and their spirit 1 cold snack a week. And they wonder why they're so weak in faith. If I had a mic, I would drop it right now. I think that's a mic drop moment right there. But think about this. I want to read this to you again. Most Christians feed their body 3 hot meals a day. Now, maybe you're doing intermittent fasting, so you're 2 hot meals a day or whatever else, but they didn't believe in intermittent fasting back in Bosworth's day. But they feed their body 3 hot meals a day, but their spirit 1 cold snack a week. And they wonder why they're so weak in faith. Are you feeding your spirit 1 cold snack a week and then wondering why your faith is weak? See, guys, it's not just that God picks special people and says, I'm going to give them a lot of faith. I'm going to give them a special faith, but you're not going to get anything. No, the Bible tells us that God has given all of us the ability to believe, which is what faith is. And he is saying that we need to feed it. We need to exercise it. So how do we feed and exercise our faith? Well, number one, everyone say number one. We feed and exercise our faith, number one, through hearing the word of God. Now, it might sound simple to some of you, but let's just, through hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17 says this, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Right? The word of God, the scriptures, are the food for our faith. That's part of what Bosworth was talking about, where he said you feed your body three hot meals a day, but your spirit is one cold snack a week. Now, I hope my messages on Sunday are a little better than one cold snack, but I get the point of what he's after with that. He is saying, listen, if the only time you are hearing the word of God regarding healing is once a month on Healing School Sunday here at church, if you tune in or if you make it, you are not going to have very strong faith for healing. You've got to make a decision, and especially because, listen, if you're battling sickness or disease, there's something usually in that, there's certain things that you kind of get used to in your life, but a lot of times it's got to take a priority, right? Like you need to zero in on it, especially if you are getting attacked or you feel like you're being hit by it, and this is coming in, and so you've got to say, okay, I've got to start hearing the word of God regarding healing, right? Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. If I'm not hearing the word of God, my faith is not going to be strong. But here's the flip side. The more I hear the word, the more I'm getting in the word, the more the word's getting in me, the stronger my faith is going to get. How often are we hearing the word of God regarding healing? That is going to be very connected to how strong our faith is. Right, and so what you do is practically get scriptures on healing. If you're listening, you're saying, I've got some sickness or there's something going on I want to build my faith regarding. Maybe you're watching online and you're saying, yeah, there's a sickness or a disease or some kind of challenge I want to build my faith. Then get scriptures regarding healing. Go and find them. Find the scriptures, right? Like do some work. It's so easy today more than ever. You can just go and Google scriptures on healing and you'll have a ton of sites that pull up. Right, get scriptures on healing and then start meditating in those scriptures. Start reading those scriptures. Start thinking about those scriptures. Start praying those scriptures. Right, there's so many things that you can do. You can get an audio recording of those scriptures and just play them over and over and over again. There's some amazing videos on YouTube. I mean, it's totally changed the game. You go back 15 or 20 years, you'd have to kind of like create your own tape or figure out some way or buy something. Now you can just go on YouTube, type in healing scriptures, and there's like one YouTube video is like 8 hours of just healing scriptures repeatedly over and over and over again. But what you do is the more you're in the word, the stronger your faith's going to get. If you are one cold snack a week in the word regarding healing, that's the level your faith's going to be at. But what if you're three hot meals a day of healing and building your faith? What's going to happen? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The more you hear the word, the more you are going to grow in healing. Couple more scriptures on this. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, my son, be attentive to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not escape from your sight, keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. How much are we hearing the word? The more we hear the word, the stronger our faith grows. The stronger our faith is, the more we're able to inherit the healing that Jesus already provided for us. Somebody say, get in the word. All right, number two, and this is connecting that. So number one, if I'm in a place where I'm saying, okay, I want to build my faith for healing, or maybe there's something else that you're saying I need to build my faith for. Maybe it's another area of your life. These principles will apply the same one. Number one, I need to get the word. Number two, listen to teaching and preaching on healing. Right, so number one, get the scriptures, but number two, find good anointed healing or teaching on preaching and start listening to it on a regular basis. Romans 10:14 says this. This is just a little bit before Romans 10:17. How then will they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how will they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Guys, there is something supernatural that God has built into the preaching and the teaching and the proclamation of his word. It is not just about giving head knowledge or someone sharing concepts so our knowledge can increase. There is actually something supernatural that God has placed on the preaching and the teaching of his word. It says actually in 1 Corinthians 1:21, it says, since God in his wisdom sought to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. Now, what's he talking about when he says our foolish preaching? Because to a natural mindset, me standing up and preaching a message to you on healing, people go, what difference is that going to make? Like, what is that really going to do? Oh, great, so you're listening to all these lectures or all these talks on healing. What good is that really going to do? See, to the natural mindset, it seems foolish. But God said, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching to advance the gospel. I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching to move things forward. It doesn't make sense in the natural mind, but in the spirit realm, it's just what God chose to do. And he chose to use preaching and teaching and proclamation of his word to inspire faith in our hearts. So we're not, but listen, you sit under the teaching of someone who spent 15, 20, 25, 30 years diving into the Word of God regarding healing. They carry something that you can catch if you will listen and receive what they're saying. There's an anointing that's on their life that can impact your life. And so if you're in the middle of saying, you know what, I'm tired of the status quo. I'm tired of just, you know, resigning myself to this struggle. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get in the word myself. But number two, I'm going to find good anointed preaching and teaching. And I'm going to listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because it's not just changing my mind, but there's an anointing on it that's going to impact my life. Do you want to see this from the life of Jesus? Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Jesus went about teaching, preaching, and healing. They were not separate, but they were all interconnected. And so if you want to build your faith, get good preaching, get good teaching, and listen to it. Listen to it on the way to work. Listen to it on the way home. Listen, I know you might have your favorite show you want to binge watch or watch that extra flip on Instagram, but listen, that stuff's not building your faith for what you're trying to work on in your life. And you just got to make some decisions where you, how serious are you going to be about building your faith? How serious are you going to be about getting God's word in you so you can walk as an overcomer in your circumstance and situation? And so number two, we need to listen to teaching and preach on healing. Number three, these are all interconnected, but listen to the testimonies of healing and other people's stories of what God has done in their life. Right? Revelation 12:11 says, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Right? And so here again, we're building our faith. So number one, I'm going to go find my scriptures. Right? But this works for provision. This works for marriage and relationships. This works for my children. This works for whatever I'm doing because we're talking about building our faith, right? So number one, I'm going to go find my scriptures. I'm going to get my scriptures together. I'm going to see what God has said about this. And I'm going to take time in those scriptures every single day, right? Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If I want to move from having one cold snack a week, then I'm going to get in these scriptures every single day. Number two, I'm going to get anointed teaching and preaching. And I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to get podcasts and I'm going to get, you know, MP3s on my phone and I'm going to be listening to it. I'm going to be building my faith. Number three, I want to listen to healing testimonies and stories, right? Get around and find there's so much out there nowadays where people saw healing in this area. Listen to what they did. If you get a chance to meet them personally, ask them questions, right? Hear their testimony, hear their story. Why? Because we overcome, it says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, right? That's not just something kind of nice, oh, the word of your testimony. There is power in your testimony. And I want to encourage you today, if you have a testimony of the way God did something for you, or you have a testimony of God healed, don't you dare stay silent about what God has done. You make sure that you testify and you tell it again. Why? Because in sharing what God has done, God can use that to build faith in somebody else. Listen, there's some of you listening to me today, and you've been through some stuff. You've been through some battles. You've been through some difficult circumstances. You might be sitting here listening to me, and you feel so low that you can never rise up above it. But I want to encourage you today, even with what you've gone through, it's not too big for God. It's not too hard for God. God. It's not too difficult for God. You could be 1,000 times worse than you are right now, and it still wouldn't even throw God off one inch. Why? Because His grace is greater. His power is greater. His word is greater. And even the things that you have gone through, God says, listen, if you'll let me work in that, you'll let me redeem that, you'll let me restore that, I'm going to take what the devil meant for evil. I'm going to take what the devil meant to steal, kill, and destroy, and I'm going to turn this around, and people's lives are going to be transformed through your testimony if you will allow me to do this work in you. Right? But someone who says, I'm going to get after this. Right? Because it's not just about me. Yeah, but you say, oh, Pastor, you don't know where I've been. It's so bad. Man, when God redeems you, how many people is that going to touch? Right? When God restores you, how many lives is that going to impact? Stop seeing just through the negative and start seeing through the positive. The devil wants to bring guilt and shame on your life to try and drive you down. But God knew you before you were even formed. He knew it was going to happen. He knew you were going to do it, and He loved you anyways. He sent Jesus for you anyways. And so just receive His grace. But understand there's going to be power in your testimony. Come on, somebody say testimony. Don't be embarrassed about your testimony. You declare what God has done for you. You share what God has done for you. Some people don't like it. Some people judge you or look down at you. It doesn't matter because He says you're loved. He says you're accepted. And He's the one who worked in your life. And how many people are down low just like you were, and they just need to hear somebody say, listen, I was there too. No more fake Christianity, but I was there too. But this is how God brought me up. Right? And you can do it too. You can receive it too. All right, I need to stop. I need to land this plane. All right, someone say your testimonies. Listen, if you just get negativity around you all the time about your sickness or your disease, you're never going to build your faith the way you need to. Get those testimonies going. And if you have a testimony, make sure you share it loud. Share it as much as you can. Tell of the good works that the Lord has done for you. Because you don't know who that might change. I feel this in my spirit. There's somebody that you need to hear this on me today. This wasn't even my notes. This isn't healing school right now. It is, but it isn't. What you're embarrassed about is actually the weapon that God wants to put in your hands by His Spirit to deal a blow to the enemy. Stop being embarrassed about the weapon that God has placed in your hands. It's your testimony, and you will overcome. That's why the devil wants you to stay silent. Don't tell anybody. Don't ever say anything about it. Don't ever let people know that you used to be like this, or you used to do this, or this used to happen. Don't let anybody know, because if they know, what he really does, he doesn't want them to know, because you overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Amen? So get those testimonies. Listen to what God has done. And then last but not least, we got to land this plane. We got to speak the word of God. So if we're going to build my faith, number one, I'm going to get the word. I'm going to get out there for me. If some of you need to go out this week, just get your scriptures. Number two, I need to get anointed preaching and teaching that's going to build my faith. Number three, I need to get around testimonies of people that God has already done this for them. If you're having difficulty, find that, email us. We'll help you connect into testimonies of people of what God has done. And get those testimonies going. And then last but not least, speak the word. So get those scriptures that you find and start speaking them. Jesus took my sicknesses and infirmities by his tree, and by his stripes I was healed. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came preaching and teaching and healing. By your faith, you start speaking things. And here's what happens, guys, is faith comes by hearing. But when you speak, are you still hearing? Right? It actually doubles up the power of it, right? Because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Romans 10 verse 8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith that we proclaim. If you are a follower of Jesus today, if you know him, listen, you have authority. It's not authority in yourself, but it's authority in him. You have the authority of the name of Jesus. And listen, it's one thing when someone else speaks the word of God over you, and that is good and that is powerful and that is right. But something happens when you rise up in the middle of your circumstance, when you rise up in the middle of your situation, when you rise up in the middle of the battles that are around you, and you take the sword of the Spirit that God has given you, you take the word that God has given you, and you begin to speak it, and you begin to declare it. Your voice has the greatest authority over your life, and you speak it, and you declare it, and then you're hearing it, so your faith is growing, and you're speaking it, and you're hearing it, and it starts this cycle of moving forward. Somebody say, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God, guys. And again, it said in the start here, through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. Sometimes we just want it so fast, and we want it microwave, and Pastor, I just don't understand why it hasn't happened yet. I don't know what hasn't happened yet, but I know God is faithful. And I know that he said, if you just keep at it and keep in faith and keep in patience, which means I'm not quitting, you will inherit the promise. Come on, somebody say, get the word. Come on, somebody say, listen to teaching and preaching. Come on, someone say, listen to testimonies. And somebody say, speak the word. Amen. That's how we can build our faith. And so I felt like this was a good start for even our time of prayer and fasting, because we're going to be growing in our faith. But I want to encourage you, let's put these things into practice. And if you're here today and you're believing for healing, build your faith. If you're watching online today and you're believing for healing, build your faith every single day and watch what God is going to do. And someone says, well, Pastor, what if it still doesn't seem to work? Well, I believe God's word does not return void. But let me just say this. Let's say even, would you rather just stay in depression? Would you rather just stay defeated? Would you rather just crawl through life beat down? Or would you rather say, listen, if I'm going out, I'm going out swinging. If I'm going out, I'm going out standing on the promises of God, standing on the word of God. And so I'm not even too going to get caught. The devil's like, oh, it's not going to happen. It's going to take too long. I'm not even listening to you, because I'm not listening. I'm done listening to you. I'm getting on the word. I'm getting after God. He is faithful who has promised. He is faithful. He's my rock. He's my firm foundation. But listen, someone says, well, what if I still die? Well, then die on your feet, walking into heaven, knowing that you did everything you could to believe God instead of wallowing in fear and guilt and unbelief. I'm not saying you're going to die, but I'm saying, listen, that's what the enemy always says. Listen, just make a decision, settle it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, sorry, I'm going here, but I just feel this for somebody. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said to Nebuchadnezzar, he said, you bow to my statue, I'm going to throw you in the furnace. They said, we don't even have to think twice about this. They said, we're not bowing down. And they said, our God will deliver us. But guess what? Even if he doesn't, we're not bowing down to your stupid statue. Right? And there's a spirit of faith that says, I'm not bowing down to fear. I'm not bowing down to unbelief. I'm not bowing down to anger. Well, what if it never gets better? I'm not bowing. What if it's still hard? I'm not bowing. What if it doesn't work the way I thought it was going to work? I'm still not going to bow down. I'm going to stand for what God said, and I'm going to let him handle the rest. Come on, someone say, I'm not bowing down. Come on, say, I'm not bowing down. See, and the Nebuchadnezzar still threw them in the furnace, but they got in that furnace and he looked and he started realizing they're not burning up. And all of a sudden he saw there was a fourth man in the fire with them. And he said, that fourth man looks like the Son of God. And here's what I want you to do. You reach a point in your life where you say, I'm standing on the word. I'm not bowing down. The fourth man shows up in your life. The fourth man shows up. But sometimes you got to be prepared to face the furnace and still go through it. Amen? Amen? But this is where it goes. You build your faith. And don't wait until you're in front of Nebuchadnezzar to go and say, oh, what am I supposed to do to build my faith again? By then it's too late. They were ready. Right? They were ready for Daniel chapter 3 and Daniel chapter 4 because of what they did in Daniel chapter 1. Because they stayed faithful to God and they watched what they ate. And there's, okay, I could go. Well, let's stop. All right, so let's go. All right, come on, in Jesus' name, you're not bowing down. Someone's listening to me online. You're not bowing down in the name of Jesus. You're not bowing down in Jesus' name. So let's do this. Okay, sorry, I got caught up in that. I could have gone. We gotta pray for healing. So, all right, how many people feel? I feel a spirit of faith today in the word of God for healing. And I just feel like declaring there's some things that are done in Jesus' name. You just stretch your faith, but you believe God. And you say, okay, I'm believing God. So let's do this. If you need healing in your body, whether you're in person or whether you're online, I just want you to raise your hand wherever you are. If you're believing God for healing, some of you, it's emotional. So it's another thing. Amen. Okay, this is why we got to contend after this. All right, I want you to look. Now, usually I'd say lay hands, but this is COVID, so we're not laying hands. Stretch a hand out from a distance towards this person. If you're online, just put yourself in a position to receive right now. Do something for you that says, this is the way I'm connecting to this. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you today. And Lord, I thank you for your word regarding healing. And Jesus, you said so many times to people, your faith has made you whole. And so right now in Jesus' name, I thank you. I'm releasing my faith, but together we release our faith to believe you. And Lord, even I speak, even over these 21 days, as we grow our faith, there's healings that are going to manifest over these 21 days. There's deliverances that are going to manifest over these 21 days. There's things that you are going to do. The spirit of fear over some of our lives is going to be broken over these 21 days in Jesus' name. But Father, we believe you. We believe your word. We believe your promise. And in the name of Jesus today, we speak healing right now. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak wholeness. Whatever is out of order is coming into order in alignment now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for that spirit, that warrior spirit of faith that is going to rise up and is going to say, I believe God. I choose to believe. I stand in faith. And I thank you for building this in us in the name of Jesus. And so right now in Jesus' name, we speak healing. Man, I just want you right now. Sometimes you can feel a difference. Sometimes it's something that you can't feel a difference in right now, but I just want you to check yourself out. I want you to check and see, is there anybody, and just with a wave hand, anyone who notices a difference already? I'm not caught up in it, but I just want to make sure we can even get initial testimony. Anybody just a wave a hand at me? Notice difference. And don't worry, you don't have to find it all right, well, Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name, online, in person, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed and we are whole. And we thank you for this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone who agreed with me said, amen.